Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3, and the subject matter, subject is personal integrity. Personal integrity. Hopefully, if you came in without any personal integrity, you'll leave with some. It's very important. We're going to look at integrity this evening. Somebody said this, they wisely said, you can borrow brains, but you can't borrow character. And you'll borrow brains the rest of your life. But if you don't have any character, you can't get that from somebody else. And hopefully you'll see the importance of it tonight. A lot of you guys, I'm glad to see a bunch of young folks here this evening, and you guys can start applying this stuff, and it will make a difference in your life. It really will. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3, personal integrity. I'll give you three things about integrity and its importance and its value. It surely is valuable. If you lose, you'll find out how important integrity is, because if you ever lose your integrity or lose your integrity, it costs a lot to get it back. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, real simple phrase here. The Bible says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them." The integrity of the upright shall guide them. Three things about integrity this evening. I'll just give them to you real quick, and then we'll discuss them in more detail. Integrity is, number one, it is a sure path. It's a guide. It's direction in life, and it is a sure path. Number two, integrity is safety. It'll keep you out of trouble. And if you don't have it, you'll wind up in more trouble than you want to be in. And integrity is strength. You talk about building integrity, foundation, things like that. The structure has to have integrity, and a human being has to have integrity, or else you can't build anything on that person. And let's pray, and we're going to talk about personal integrity this evening. Father, I pray that you'd help us get what we need to get out of these verses. Thank you for all the folks that are here this evening, for the young teenagers that are here, and I thank you for getting them here, and thank you for all the adults that are here, and I pray that you'd bless this study, bless this time together, and help us get out of this word and this verse and this idea, what we need to get out of it, and learn from you, learn what you said about this and the importance of it. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the verse is, verse 3, Proverbs 11, 3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. Integrity, personal integrity. First thing I want you to think about integrity in your own life. Integrity is something that is sort of like ethics. It's a decision that you've made in your life before you've had to make the decision. And I'll tell you guys that are teenagers, if y'all haven't made some decisions, you'll come into life, and I mean even with adults too, but you will, if you haven't made decisions before you come to a crisis or come to a temptation, when you come to that temptation, the decision will be made for you. And so you need to make some decisions before you get into trouble and before you get into situations, before you get into temptations. And that's what he says here. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. That's what it is. It is a guide in life. It's a sure path. It is a decision to do right before it's time to do right. And that's what people from young adults, teenagers, adults, we have to make decisions before it's time to make decisions. Otherwise, those decisions will probably be made for you. You find yourself with the wrong bunch of people, or you find yourself in the wrong situation. Well, you might have got in that wrong situation because you didn't make a decision that was the right decision before you got there. Now you find yourself in a bad place. So integrity is a guide. It's a decision to have the right attitude before it's time to have the right attitude. And you can think about that. I mean, you can decide what kind of emotions and what kind of whether you're going to handle something a certain way or whether you're going to, whether you're going to let that thing ruin your life. It's a decision to speak right before it's your turn to talk. All of these things, they describe what integrity is. It is ultimately a guide. It is a sure path. It is something that goes before you. It's a roadmap, and it is something that will keep you away from things that you don't need to be involved in. In personal integrity, I imagine most of you guys here, I mean, if everybody here probably has a screen in front of them at some point in time. And your parents, if you're a parent, if you're an adult, there aren't always parents around, there aren't always adults around, there aren't always other people around. And what you choose to do with that screen time, that is your integrity. That's what you are. And so if you get in the dark and you're something else than you are in the light, that has to do with integrity. That has to do with whether you're, and really you think about it, you are, and you need to hear this, you are what you do, not what you say you do. You are what you do, not what you say you do. So whatever it is you may tell people you are, you may, for instance, some of you guys that work, if a person tells the boss or tells the whoever, the coach or whatever it is, they say, yeah, I'm going to do a good job, I'm going to do a good job, but they never show up, that they're not a good worker. And that's just a simple illustration, but the point is, you are what you do, not what you say you do. So whatever you do, whether that's in public or private, whatever you do, that's what you are. And integrity is a big part of that. It's a big part of that. In leadership situations, somebody who integrity shows itself when it's somebody who's in a leadership position, they lead themselves before they and while they try to lead others. Instead of maybe demanding respect and honor, you earn that. That's integrity. That's integrity in action. Somebody who uses what they have to the benefit of others, that's integrity. Integrity is a sure path. It is, very simply put, a set of decisions that you've made before you have to make those decisions. Have you already decided, those of you who are young enough to make these decisions, have you already decided what types of relationships you're going to be in? Before all that stuff starts happening, you need to make some decisions about what it's going to be like and how I'm going to handle this and what my mindset and what my activities are going to be. They need to be based on the Bible. That's the point. It needs to be based on the Bible. But you need to make those decisions before you find yourself in that position and having to make the decision at the time, because when you get in that situation, you won't have time to make the decision. And integrity does that. It's a set of decisions, a set of ethics, a set of guidelines before you actually get to that point. Second thing about integrity, it's a sure path. That's what the Bible says, integrity of the upright shall guide them. It's a guide. It's something that goes before you. It helps you, gives you boundaries, gives you direction, gives you light, gives you some direction on what you're doing. Second thing is, though, integrity is safety. Over there in Psalms, I think it was David that said, let integrity preserve me. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Integrity is its safety. Here's what it can do. If you already have a set of biblical guidelines for your life, then what will happen inevitably is you won't find yourself in the types of trouble that a lot of other people find themselves in. It will prevent trouble rather than trying to fix trouble. And many times, and it's unfortunate, but many times in people who have grown up and lived their lives, you spend your time, as a pastor, you kind of spend my time sometimes trying to fix trouble that could have been avoided. And so integrity does this, it prevents that kind of trouble. It's not going to prevent all trouble, but it'll prevent unnecessary stuff. It'll keep you out of things that you shouldn't be in. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have integrity, the world, the flesh, the devil will beat you up. I mean, they will beat you up with your lack of integrity. They'll beat you up. Some of you may be here and you are maybe unhappy because you just waver back and forth in sin and out of sin. Maybe you blame other people for your misery and things like that. And the problem is really not other people. The problem is a lack of integrity. And you keep getting into sin, and then you keep getting out of sin, and then you keep getting into it, and then you get out of it, then you get into it, and you get out of it, and you're so miserable. And you're trying to find people to blame, and you're trying to find reasons, and it's just your own lack of integrity. It really is. It's wise to walk with the idea that there's something at stake, because there really is. It's wise to walk that way. It's wise to walk in the fear of the Lord. That's part of integrity. It could be. Integrity's value. It's safety. Like I said earlier, you'll find out how much it's worth when you lose it. You'll find out how much it's worth when you can't get it back. When you've done something that integrity could have guided you through, but you chose not to follow that path. You chose to sin. You chose to give in to the temptation, and now here you are, and it's just you can't get back what you lost. You find out the value of it. It's safety. Integrity is safety. Integrity is safety. It's also, lastly, it's strength. One of the things that talk about in building, I guess, is structural strength or structural integrity. Can it support what it needs to support? And that's what integrity is. It's strength. Can you imagine a world? Try to imagine the world. It may not be far off from this, but try to imagine a world where there was no integrity, where you couldn't trust anybody. You couldn't. Every contract was expected to be broken. Every handshake was expected to be defaulted on. Everything people say was a lie. Just try to imagine a world where there was no integrity at all, and you find out that without it, you can't build anything on it. You can't build anything. If you don't have integrity in your relationship, in a marriage, if you don't have integrity, then there's nothing to build on. It's a broken relationship. And once it's broken, I mean, you really find out, again, you find out the value of what it was when you find out how much it costs to try to get it back. Integrity is strength. It's one of those things. Some of you guys that I think you're finding more and more that in the workplace, maybe in even in schools, I know it in the workplace that it is really difficult to find people with integrity. People will say, "Oh yeah, I'll show up," and they don't show up. People say, "Oh yeah, I can do that," and then find out, well, they can't really do that. Or that, you know, I'll be there. And then they find out they're not going to be there, or they'll be there when they want to be there. Well, I mean, whatever the case is, it's like their word doesn't mean anything. And it kind of goes back to the idea that really you are really what you do, not really what you say you are. And if you say you're going to show up to work but you don't, you're not a good employee. You're just a lazy bum. And if you say you're going to do this but you don't do it, in your mind maybe you're this great thing, but in reality you're just a liar. That's a broken integrity. That's someone who has they don't have any problem saying one thing and doing something else. They don't have any problem lying. They don't have any problem leading someone on. They don't have any problem with that. All that comes down to integrity. And that's sort of the bad side of the strength. I mean, that's the weakness of it. When people don't have it, you can't really do anything. You can't build on it. You can't build a relationship with it. I mean, you can't do anything with someone who has no integrity. On the other hand, you find somebody that has integrity, that's quite a thing. One of the men that had more integrity than probably any of us in the Bible was a man named Job. And Job, you couldn't get him to break. You could not get him to break, and he suffered more than anybody in here ever suffered. He asked questions like in that book. It asked questions like, is there a circumstance adverse enough to get you to yield to the flesh? And I'd say these days it may not even need to be an adverse circumstance. You just need to get away from your parents a little bit, and then you'll just yield to whatever comes your way. Or you just need to get out from underneath whatever perceived authority you have, and then you'll just do whatever. That's some things Job asked about. Is there a circumstance adverse enough to get you to yield? Is there, you know, and that's why people like martyrs are so amazing, because you couldn't get them to crack. You could put pressure on them. You could hurt them. And still they would say, "No, I am not denouncing Jesus Christ. No, I'm not denouncing the Lord. I'm not." And you could put pressure on them. You could hurt them. You could inflict pain on them. And I mean, I've got several books in my library over there about accounts of people in communist Russia and China and I mean, going back to I don't know, 100 AD, but even recently in the 20th century, where people were thrown into camps and for what they believe, and they don't give in. They still trust God. They don't give up on Jesus Christ. It's integrity. How about this? Here's a question. What would it cost you? What would it cost you to get you to betray Jesus Christ? What would it cost you? Maybe some of you, it wouldn't cost you anything. I mean, there's nothing of Jesus Christ in your life. But if there is, I think about Judas Iscariot, and it cost him, I mean, he took 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus Christ. That's what it took. That's all it took, 30 pieces of silver. Will it take money? Maybe it'll take money. Maybe it'll take a relationship. Maybe it'll take an opportunity. What opportunity is convenient enough to get you to yield? What do you do when no one's looking? What do you? I mean, these are all integrity questions, character questions. These are things that Job faced, and I mean, he faced them down. He lost everything. He lost everything, and he said, "I'm not going to curse God. I'm just not going to do it." I don't know. Maybe it's we've talked about the relationships. We've talked about the money. We've talked about opportunities. We've talked about circumstances. But the point is, in all of this integrity, he says, is the integrity of the upright shall guide him. Integrity is a sure path. That means you ought to make some decisions in your life before you have to make decisions. I think that's part of what parents are for. They help you make some decisions, but you ought to make some decisions before it's time to make decisions. And those decisions ought to be based on the Bible. God's the creator. He surely knows what's happening. Integrity is a sure path. Integrity is safety. It's one of those things that'll keep you out of unnecessary trouble. It'll prevent trouble that's unnecessary instead of trying to fix it up and try to rebuild something that's been completely destroyed because of a lack of integrity. And integrity is strength. It's structural. It's something you can build on. And you see that positively, and you see that negatively. If something doesn't have integrity, I mean, you can't build on a bunch of lies. You can't build a relationship on lies. You can't build a relationship on distrust. You can't build a relationship on hidden things and secrets and things like that. You can't build a relationship on that. That's the lack of integrity. Integrity is a sure path. So if you don't have it, if you don't have it, maybe now's the time to start thinking about, you know what, my character's not good. I do stuff that I don't want to do. I do stuff that I shouldn't be doing. And I do that stuff when nobody's looking. And maybe it's time from what we're reading here, maybe it's time to get some integrity. Maybe it's time to get some character. Maybe it's time to set a foundation. Maybe it's time to get the words of God in your life so that you got something to build on. Integrity is a sure path. It's safety and it's strength. It's all of those things. And just like he said in Proverbs, the integrity of the upright shall guide him. That's the idea. So integrity, like I said earlier, if you walked in here without it, maybe you'll see the value of it and walk out of here and reconsider some things in your life. Reconsider some things that you need to reconsider and get some integrity. Father, I pray it's been helpful. I know it's a short little message this evening, but I pray it's helpful. It's so necessary. And you have quite a bit to say about it. We just looked at one little verse here. But it really is, it's needed. We all need to have some guidelines, some things in our lives that say, I'm going to make this decision when this temptation shows up, instead of waiting for the temptation and trying to figure out what to do. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for your words. Thank you for everybody that's here this evening. Thank you for this time together. And thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. And I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.